Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Yeah, we're not talk radio. We are a broadcast classroom. And I believe we are the largest preparedness broadcast class in the world. And we talk about things that, well, I think you might find interesting, things that other people aren't talking about. Jason is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network, the epicenter of free speech. Kyle's with us in Montana. I'm Vincent Finelli. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Captain Vince. How are you doing?
Well, really well. Kyle, you know, I was chatting with Jason just before the broadcast started, and I was telling him that I've observed a few things that I think probably don't seem like much, but I think there's some underlying currents that warrant some concern. Now, let me give you an example. Menards, the big box building store, food store, lumber yard, you know, supply house, kind of like a combination of a Walmart combined with a Home Depot and Lowe's. Well, they send me emails, and they've got a sale on something that I think is very interesting. It's a top-quality product, and it's made by American Standard. And that is, of course, if you remember class, that is a brand that I really like. And I'm talking about bathroom and kitchen fixtures. So they sell toilets, toilet seats, kitchen sinks, bathroom sinks, powder room sinks, plumbing fixtures. That's what they do. And they have a flash sale at Menards selling top-of-the-line American Standard toilet seats for $4.99 each. This is a... And I know about these seats because I know that they last at least 17 years. Because that's what we have here at our house, American Standard. Same ones that are on sale. $4.99. Now, here's what it says. Compare at $41.98. Our price, $9.99. Mail-in rebate, $5. Your price after rebate, $4.99 each. They can't make it, box it, ship it, and sell it for $4.99. It's impossible. Now, why are we talking about this? Because I think this is indicative of the collapse that you're going to see more and more and more. So what actually am I talking about? Well, why is there a surplus of toilet seats? I mean, are they just saying, we don't have enough toilet seats, so let's sell them all at less than cost of production? Or do they have too many? I think they have too many. How about this? American Standard, if you have an American Standard shower control or an American Standard faucet, whether it be for the kitchen or for the bath, or whether it's for a bathtub, shower control, they have a lifetime guarantee. So if the cartridge starts to leak, they'll send you a new one for free. They'll pay for the shipping. I happened to be talking to someone at American Standard months and months ago, and they said, yeah, well, how about if we send you just three? And because you have three of them, even though only one's leaking, we'll just send you free three, and that way you'll have them when you need them because they're going to fail, right? They last about 10 years, maybe 15. So I got. She said, well, we've got 50,000 of them. That seems like a huge number to me. 50,000 controls for a faucet for one particular model? That tells me that inventory is backing up. And if they didn't have so many, do you think the boss would let her send me three of them? What I'm saying is I think things are not so good. Nothing new. We've been saying it for a long time now. Years. A little over a decade, actually. So Menards has flash sales on all kinds of things, like a computer desk. Very inexpensive, you know, about a little over $100 for a computer desk. They ship it to the store. Mattresses. You can buy a mattress for about $80 in a box. I'm talking about, a full-size mattress, not a queen, not a king, just a full-size mattress. $80, shipped to the store. And then gun safes. You can buy a gun safe, one of these flash sales, at Menards, and they're really relatively inexpensive because at one time you couldn't get them at any price. I'm talking maybe 6, 7 years ago, 8 years ago. They were hard to get. So what I'm saying is all of these, just this one tip of the iceberg, one little speck of information, there's more to it than meets the eye. That's my take on it. Kyle, your thoughts?
Well, it's interesting you brought that up, Vince. I was just watching a program the other day, and the guy was going into, the things that people are not noticing. They're just kind of living in the moment with their blinders on, not preparing, not doing anything to get ready for what's coming. And one of the things that he brought up was there are right now 160 store chains, not employees, not particular stores, store chains, 160 of them that are closing down brick and mortar buildings in this country this next year. 160 chains. That just blows my mind. And some of them are closing a lot. I mean, not just one or two stores. I'm talking, 30, 40, 50, 60 stores. It's really, we are, I believe, witnessing, and we're not being told about it in the mainstream news, of course, because everybody would panic and demand some accountability from this communist regime that's running this country. But anyway, we are, you cannot continue with a war on business like we have been doing on energy and food without the crux of it hitting the main retailers. Your thoughts?
Well, so class, what we're doing is we are showing you what the dots are and we're connecting the dots. So this is a kind of a serious thing. And you may not think toilet seats are... Well, I'll tell you what. Let's say you got one that breaks. Now what are you going to do? Seriously, what are you going to do? Are you going to make your own? I mean, you can. You could get some 2x8s, and you can glue them together, cut a hole in the middle, kind of sand them so you don't get splinters. Yeah, you can do that. But who would do that? And to do that, you're going to need some kind of a saw, probably a jigsaw or a saber saw. And you're going to need some glue, and you're going to need some clamps to glue the boards together. And then you're going to have a drill and a drill bit to drill out the hole in it so you can put the old hinge through your brand new toilet seat. And then you're going to have some kind of a sealer. Maybe paint it white, maybe paint it tan, maybe paint it some other color, maybe just leave it natural and stain it and seal it. But you're going to need all those things. So to make a toilet seat, it's probably going to take, let's say you're pretty good at it. It would span a period of at least 2 days for the glue to dry. And probably maybe 6 hours to get it right. Kyle, do you think I'm exaggerating?
No. Speaking of toilet seats, Vince, one time at a place we were at, we had a wooden toilet seat. And this wooden toilet seat had, it broke because there was rubber pads underneath it. And they had two on the back that would fit the rim of the toilet and two on the front towards the front of it. And as it flexed, you know, with people sitting on it, it snapped in the middle. And so, well, it was getting real old anyway, so I went ahead and went and bought a new one. And when I put that new, I looked underneath the new one, and it had exactly the same thing. Well, I decided, you know, that's crazy, because there's no support in the middle of these things. And so I took the two of the rubber pads that were the same on the old one as they were on the new one, and I drilled real tiny holes into the bottom of the new toilet seat and installed those new pads so that there was support in the middle. And we used those for, oh, at least, I don't know, 12 years before we finally sold the place and moved on. But anyway, it's just a matter of, you know, looking at what you've got, why it broke, and try to figure out a way to fix it.
Mm-hmm. Kyle, last week I talked about a problem we had with our electric grid. Because, as you know, our system here at the farm is off-grid, it's on-grid, and it's hybrid. And at the flick of a switch, I can select whether we want to be totally off-grid and be totally disconnected, totally, or whether we want to be totally on the grid and save our batteries for days when there's not a lot of sun, like right now. And or hybrid, which is if we have extra electricity, we sell it to... First, what happens is we use it at the instant it's generated, instantly. I mean, instantly. And no delay. Then, if we have extra electricity, extra current, we charge the batteries with it. And then if we still have extra, we sell it to Laclede Electric Cooperative. So it's on-grid, off-grid, hybrid. Well, because the sky was so overcast and because we were generating maybe 25 cents worth of electricity per day for a few days, I wanted to conserve the battery bank. I did not want to, in case there was a problem, I wanted to have electricity for us. So I switched it to on-grid to conserve the battery bank and sell if there was any extra. Well, the whole house UPS, whole house interruptible power system, shut down. But not the electricity throughout the house that was on the grid. Just the computer devices, the television screens, DVD player, the studio with the computers in the studio, the router, you know, the sensitive electronics. That all got shut down. And so I plugged in a kilowatt meter, spelled KILL-A-WATT, kilowatt. It's takeoff of kilowatt, the measurement of current. So this is the device. It's $20 to $30, and it has a display, and you can measure certain things. You can measure it's a little box. You plug it into the outlet, and you plug your coffee maker in, and you go, hey, wow, 1,000 watts. This thing's drawing 1,000 watts. Or you plug your bread machine in it, you say, let me see how many kilowatts this bread machine uses. Oh, 0.29 kilowatts to make a loaf of bread, or 2.9 cents to make a loaf of bread. Or you push the button, it's got five buttons, and one of the buttons is for voltage. It read 135.7 volts. 135.7. It's a big deal. And I wanted to get Kyle's take on this. I'll tell you what I did, and let's get his take, because he's a journeyman electrician.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage ChargePoint's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with VantagePoint.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So Kyle's with us, class, and he is a journeyman electrician. And so he has been tested and tested and tested, and he's been working on commercial projects for years. He's got a lot of experience in the world of electricity. And that's what we're talking about, because I think you really need to know this, because we're going to go into even more about electricity in a few minutes. But so at our house, I measured with this kilowatt meter, which I think you all should consider getting. And you can buy them used, and I bought one for $5, and that was like winning the lottery, right? Nobody wanted it. Nobody cared about it. Nobody even knew what it was. It was a thrift store, you know, years ago when I would venture into commercial enterprises. But anyway, so I got it. And the electricity voltage coming in from the Laclede Electric Cooperative was 135.7 volts. The standard range that's acceptable from a utility is 120 volts, 120.0 volts, plus or minus 5%. 5% less would bring you down to 114. 5% more would bring you up to 126 volts. So that's the acceptable range. And if you go outside those ranges, not nice things happen. And I'd like to ask Kyle what his thoughts are. But this is the kind of thing you cannot protect yourself against. There's no, well, there are a few ways, and we can talk about that. But for the most part, you are a sitting duck if this happens. Kyle, your thoughts, 135.7 volts coming And it was not us. We didn't do it. It was not our transformer. It was an area-wide problem. Happened at the substation.
So I would like to ask a question, Vince. What did you do initially to take care of the problem?
Okay, so my concern was that it happened overnight, maybe, I don't know, somewhere between 2 and 4 o'clock in the morning. And I was unaware of it. So when I became aware of it, I became aware because our uninterruptible power system looks at the voltage of the outlet it's plugged into. And I have a dedicated circuit to this uninterruptible power system. I guess I should explain what that is. So class, uninterruptible power system is a box that contains several devices. One is a computer that looks at the line voltage to see if it's too low or too high. If it's too low, it will switch to an inverter very, very quickly, so quickly that electronics can't tell that there's been a switch. And it uses the battery, the internal battery of this device, to provide short-term electricity, maybe 20 minutes, typically at the most 20 minutes. So I have one for the studio, but I, instead of just plugging this box into the wall outlet, I have it in a central location, and I ran in a star configuration orange receptacles throughout the house. Dining room has one, kitchen has two, studio has one, and some other rooms have them. And the idea is to run the television screens, the router, the studio computers, etc., to protect it. And this UPS looked at the voltage coming in and said, I can't handle it. It's too much. And it shut down, literally shut everything off. So it protected our equipment, I think. So I'm still trying to determine if there's any permanent damage. But what I did was I shut down everything that could be damaged by 135.7 volts. So what would that be? If I had any incandescent light bulbs that running, it'd cook them. So the terms, I guess, are it can cook them, it can fry them, it can blow them up. I mean, those are all synonyms in common vernacular for the device failed from too much voltage. So it could, if we had a refrigerator that had a display on it, or a dishwasher that had one, the voltage could burn up the computer circuitry for those devices. So we don't have that stuff. So we were in pretty good shape. I unplugged everything that was susceptible. We called the utility company. They sent a couple of guys out here with trucks, and they confirmed what we said. I had the voltage readings, and I had the times of those voltage readings. I said, here's what they were, and here's the exact time of those readings. And they confirmed that I was right. So they knew I knew what I was talking about. Bottom line was, this was really, really hard to fix, and I got the computers up and running after they fixed it. We'll be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
U.S. officials are announcing Brittany Griner is no longer in Russia. The WNBA basketball player was released Thursday in a one-for-one prisoner swap for international arms dealer Victor Bout, also known as the Merchant of Death. The one-for-one exchange took place Thursday in the United Arab Emirates. Ukraine's President Zelensky is being recognized for his courageous wartime leadership. On Wednesday, Time magazine named him the 2022 Person of the Year, along with the Spirit of Ukraine. President Zelensky on Politico.
I thank you for this award to the Ukrainian people.
Boeing has closed a pretty big chapter in its aircraft building history. They announced Wednesday that they built their very last 747 in its Everett, Washington facility. Boeing ended up building 1,574 units of the passenger jet. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why should I have got your
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So Kyle's with us. So class, the real numbers are 100 that I know of for sure. The real numbers are 135.7 volts at 7:32 a.m. last Friday. So that's before broadcasting, because I start broadcasting at 9 o'clock. At 8:33, which is still before the broadcast time, they got it down to 127.3 volts. So I didn't like that. I didn't like the 127.3, but it was way better than 135.7. So I ran with broadcasting at 135.7. 27.3 volts. Ultimately, it came down. And by 10:50 a.m. during the broadcast, it was at 127.0. And then at 2:12 in the afternoon, it was 123.7. That's typically where it is, about 123.7. That's where we typically are here at our location connected to Laclede Electric Cooperative. But I believe, and I cannot prove this, I believe that at most 1/100 of 1% of the people who are connected to electricity would have noticed that. 1/100 of 1%. Kyle, back to you.
Well, you're going to notice it because there's going to be a whole bunch of people looking for new TVs and monitors and dishwashers and washers and dryers. And did they tell you, Vince? Because that had to be supplied from to Laclede Electric from the main grid. And did they ever say anything to you about how in the world that happened? Because if you would not have had that uninterrupted power supply, the UPS system, you definitely would have probably had a lot of your different monitors, TVs, anything like that that's digital would have been burnt up at that level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I asked them several different ways the same questions, and I got circular answers. Laclede buys its electric. Laclede is a distribution company. They have power lines and transformers, but they don't generate electricity. They buy it from a company called Show-Me Power. Show Me Power, as in Show Me State, Missouri. So it comes from Show Me to Laclede. Laclede has a distribution system with substations, and then it goes down through, you know, layers of transformers. Ultimately, 240 volts is where it should be at our meter. You know, 120 and 120, 240. But that's not what happened. So I really don't have the answer, but they are certainly willing to pass our claim on to the insurance company. They know they did it. They absolutely know they did it. But what I'm saying with that 1/100 of 1% of people noticing, they might notice that their TV stopped working. They might notice that some of their sensitive digital electronics stopped working. But they didn't know why, right? Or they wouldn't know why. They would just say, darn thing, I can't believe it. You know, it's only 2 years old. But to know exactly that it was an overvoltage problem, you'd have to have a meter to determine that. And I don't think many people do have it. And that's why I said I think 1/100 of 1% would actually know that. Your thoughts?
Yep, I agree, Vince. That's exactly about the percentage. You know, which kind of leads me into something I've been thinking about for about a week and a half. And this goes into preparedness, folks, and it'll, you know me, I like to go into mindsets. And I was talking with a lady the other day, about a week and a half ago, that put my mind on this thought process. Because you know that the instructors and the teachers and stuff in USA Prepares, we prepare, we think about things, we do things, and we change, we adapt, we overcome, we figure out how it works, we figure out what's got to be done to fix it. But I was talking with this lady, and she was talking about cooking. And she said, you know, I don't cook. And my husband cleans the house. And I got to thinking, you know, I was looking at her. She's a retired professional. And I thought to myself, really, what good are you? Literally. And that got me to thinking about something. I think we as preppers can ask ourselves that question a lot. And it will motivate us, or should motivate us, to continue to learn. If we look, and also it also will give you a parameter of thinking about who you let get in close to you. Because what people bring to the table, or what in skills and their thought processes and their abilities to overcome things and their intelligence to be able to help you is going to make a difference in your survivability. So it's something that I have been thinking about recently quite a bit, because if you're not any good for accomplishing tasks that are in your domain, whatever that is, with Vince, it's farming. With me, it's farming too, but animal husbandry, auto mechanics, electrical, like we're talking about some today. If you're not learning about these things, and if you don't know much about electricity, you ought to own one of these kilowatt meters. You should own a multimeter, and that measures all kinds of different things, and get a manual for it so you can understand why it works and what it does and what those readings mean. Because like Vince said, you've got about a 5% range on your voltage for your house. Now, your appliances and different things like that that are digital have a little more than that. I was told by a guy one time that used to work on these consistently that they have about a 10% range that they can still function in without burning up. But I wouldn't run it at that very long, and he said it wouldn't run that way very long, but they could handle a spike of that. So try these things that we're telling you. Ask yourself the hard questions. You know, what good am I? What do I do? What can I do? And if I don't measure up in my mind to what I think or what others think might help me survive, how can I improve that? How can I get to a point to where I could understand this? If I don't know how to cook, there's a million cookbooks. And it takes a small brain to be able to clean the house. It's just a matter of motivation. And it has to come from within. And so if that motivation doesn't come from within you, if you cannot ask yourself, what good am I? What can I accomplish? What can I add to this relationship or this group that I'm in? If you can't ask yourself that and come up with some answers, then your ability to be able to be introspective is extremely limited. And if it's extremely limited, so is your usefulness. And so it's like I'm trying to help people start to ask the questions. If you haven't prepared yet, what are you doing and why? Because the time is practically out for you to be able to prepare. I think my personal thought is something, and I could be wrong on this, but it's either going to be this winter or next winter. It's going to separate the wheat from the chaff as far as people that survive and people that don't. I'll tell you a couple of stories here real quick, and I've talked this over with Vince. We ran into a person who is extremely wealthy. My wife ran into this lady, and they just moved to this area, and they bought a big house and some land. And they put in a 50 by 100 greenhouse. 50 by 100. And they bought 5,000 gallon propane tanks and had them all filled. The propane guy that I know was talking to me about this, and he said, yeah, it took a whole truckload of my truckloads to go up there and fill them up. And then, so I was talking to the guy, he said to me, and he said, what's going on with this? Why are you doing that? And he said, all the guy would say to me was, well, I know things that most people don't know. Well, I was relaying this story to another guy that I know, and just kind of talking it over with him. And he said, that's very interesting. He said, you know, I work on new mobile homes being installed. And I just got a work order to go up to this area 9 miles from the nearest paved road. And this guy, another super rich guy, had bought 3 double-wide mobile homes, moved them up this cow trail of a road, and had a big log home built for himself, and put in 3 new double-wides for his 3 grandsons, and built this big house for himself, put in huge generation systems for each house and the main house, put in huge propane tanks. Now, it was interesting. This guy I was talking to one of the sons, because the grandpa that was doing this wasn't there, or grandsons, I mean. Anyway, he said, what are you guys doing? And he said, well, my grandpa knows things that other people don't know. And I thought, that is the exact same wording that the other guy used. And it makes me wonder, what do they know that we don't know? Dealing with finances? Because in my opinion, that has to be one of the cruxes as a weakness of this nation, is our untenable debt. It can't be paid back. Mathematically, it's impossible. I'll finish this on the other side of the break.
Class, this is a riveting story. And yeah, we'll flesh this out. And I've got some comments when Kyle's done. Very interesting. Take heed, please. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle is sharing a few stories with us. Kyle, please continue.
Okay. So I wanted to bring up something on the second story there, where the guy brought in the three homes and is, you know, having a home built for himself. The guy I know was talking to one of the grandsons, and he was asking him, said, you know, what do you do up here? And he said, well, my grandpa just bought a whole bunch of freeze-dried food, and we have propane generators and ways to do things and you know, different machinery. And the first thing that comes to my mind, because they've got generators to run everything, is, do you know how to take care of any of that? And it's interesting because the young guy was asking this other guy that's the friend of mine, said, do you guys get this kind of snow all the time? Is there ways to heat the water if you need to heat it for an animal? What do you do for if you get stuck in the snow? Do you have ways of, you know, other than four-wheel drive, do you have ways to get out of, you know, snowbanks? And I thought to myself, these guys are going to die. There's no way you can live 9 miles from any help without being so intelligent and self-sufficient. And even if you know a lot, the learning curve for you is going to be so steep that hopefully your generation system and your freeze-dried food last long enough for you to be able to endure the learning curve. Because that's what's coming, in my opinion. If this financial system in this country collapses, the things that are going to be of value is going to be the things you see the rich people buying now. Propane, fuel, houses that are paid for, things that will increase with the hyperinflation that's going to occur. They are going to be the things that the rich invest in, food, land. They're doing these kind of things for a reason. Because they know if hyperinflation hits, these are the things that are going to keep up with and surpass it. It's like I heard a rich guy one time say, you know, in times of hyperinflation, the poor lose everything and the rich get super rich. Because they know what to do and they know how to do it. They buy the things that they know are going to keep pace with or outpace inflation. Food, ability to preserve food. All of these things are going to be things that outpace or keep up with the pace of hyperinflation. Your comments, Ben?
Absolutely fascinating that you've been talking about these stories, because I've been thinking about exactly the same things. And we have not discussed this. I mean, we did discuss the two stories, but I've been thinking about the skills component. And, class, I've been wondering why is it that customers come to our shop and they forget to change the oil on their vehicles? They go 9,000 miles. The oil comes out black. They're damaging their vehicles. Why is that? Well, it's because I don't think they've ever changed their oil. So when I was very, very young, maybe 10, I changed the oil in our lawnmowers. And I'd see that when you put it in, it comes out like a light honey color. And after it's been used, it comes out darker tan, darker brown. And in some cases, if a person hadn't changed the oil, it comes out black. And you can see that it's contaminated, and it can't possibly lubricate without damaging the metal on metal surfaces. So there are people who don't change their oil themselves, have never done it, have never really paid attention when they go to, you know, the big Chinese factory outlet and have their oil changed there, and they go shopping while the oil's being changed. They don't look out the window and see what happens. They're too busy to do that, right? So they don't know how it works. So, I don't know, the sticker says we should get the oil changed at 4,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 9,000, what's the difference? They don't know. They don't have the skills. They will not be able to maintain or protect their own equipment. And if you think about it, years ago, you would have a door sticker. If you had your oil changed, there'd be a sticker on the inside part of the door where the door closes against the door locking mechanism. And the mechanic would say, here's the mileage, here's the date, here's what we did, here's the oil we used, and here's, you know, when you should change it next. Well, that got out of sight, out of mind. Then the stickers were put on the windshield, these clear stickers. And that's not good enough.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.